troops that he can put behind them, though, on that trip to Europe. Government's phone and internet surveillance programs. Let's get right to our Sunday Brain Trust. Esther Arma, the host of Wake Up Call on WBAI Radio. Ed O'Keefe is the congressional reporter for the Washington Post. And Matt Welch, editor-in-chief at Reason Magazine. Good Sunday to all of you. Esther, let me start with you. Congressman Mike Rogers, chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, telling CNN this morning that Americans have no need to worry about their privacy being compromised by the NSA's surveillance plan. Take a listen.
It is absolutely overseen by the legislature, the judicial branch, and the executive branch has lots of protections built in. That if you can see that just the number of cases where we've actually stopped a plot, I think Americans will come to a different conclusion than all the misleading rhetoric I've heard over the last few weeks.
How convinced are you that the public's privacy is not being compromised?
Well, I think that, you know, the trouble is we have a situation right now where when it comes to the American public's confidence in Congress, it's at an all-time low. So the idea that they would necessarily buy politicians telling them that they have nothing to fear, I don't think is an argument that they're going to accept. However, the polls often show that when it comes to national security issues, when that reasoning is invoked for any particular policy, it changes the way that the American public thinks about whatever that policy is. So I think it's kind of six and one, half a dozen of the other. But I don't think it's going to be enough to simply say we have nothing to worry about. Not in this climate and not at this time.
Matt, one of the things that I found most interesting this morning from all the Sunday shows, former Vice President Dick Cheney saying, had there been a surveillance program like this, 9/11 might not have happened. Do you buy that?
No, not for a second. I mean, absolutely, he's incredibly self-interested to come up with a reason why 9/11 didn't happen, since it did actually happen on Dick Cheney's and George W. Bush's watch. So I'm sure they'd like to invent reasons. Dick Cheney created our modern, along with Donald Rumsfeld, created our modern theoretics behind the surveillance state that Barack Obama, to his enormous discredit, has adopted since becoming president. So, of course, he's going to support this. Mike Rogers' comments this morning saying we have absolute oversight over there is absolutely garbage. He should be laughed out of the room. The intelligence committees in Congress have this much oversight over it, and they're the only people who have any oversight over it. The rest of Congress doesn't, and the FISA courts are a rubber stamp. We are just finding out now to what degree we do not live in a free country.
Ed, I want to play something else that Dick Cheney said this morning. This is Dick Cheney on Fox this morning. He was asked whether Snowden might be a spy.
Okay.
I'm deeply suspicious, obviously, because he went to China. That's not a place where you ordinarily want to go if you're interested in freedom and liberty and so forth. So it raises questions whether or not he had that kind of connection before he did this.
Now, I'm not sure, Ed O'Keefe, with whom this raises legitimate questions, but what do we know about Edward Snowden? What do we know about his motivations at this point?
Well, we know a lot has been written about him in the last week since he was revealed, and I think the biggest piece of the puzzle at this point is how did he go from being a high school dropout, a guy who couldn't get a job at first, to working for Army Special Forces, to then going to the CIA, to then ending up in Hawaii and working for Booz Allen Hamilton, and somehow getting his hands on this information. Cheney isn't the only one who believes that there might be some kind of more suspicious connection to China. Lawmakers have asked the NSA, the FBI, to look into that possibility, that perhaps he was connected to them, that perhaps he wasn't acting alone or he was acting at the behest of the Chinese government. There's no reason to believe yet that that is the case, but the suspicion is out there considering the fact that he went there. But, you know, as he said from the start in his interviews, he was concerned about this situation. He felt the American public deserved to know about it, and that's why he came forward. Beyond that, his motivations aren't entirely clear.
What were you about to say?
Get off this high school dropout thing
yes,
for once.
Absolutely.
I mean, he was a highly paid systems administrator described by the NSA as being very talented at that work. If you're a really good sysadmin in this country, you're going to get paid, okay? So, I mean, this sort of like he must be some kind of crazed loner out there. Enough with it. I mean, it's really not about him ultimately. It's about what he revealed. We will figure it out in the wash what kind of human being he is, but know that up until that moment, he's going to get trashed by everybody in government and the establishment media in Washington.
And we should really be wary of this policy of deflection. the politics of deflection, the idea that let's just look at the personality that did this, as opposed to focus on the fact that this program actually exists and all the different things that it can be used for. There's a really powerful piece in The Nation this week by John Nichols, who's talking specifically about the way data mining is being used by politicians as well as corporations in terms of transforming the democracy that we have and interfering and impacting our campaigns when it comes to elections. And so the idea that it's all about Snowden is really about the politics of deflection, and we should not allow ourselves to be carried away by the personality. We should stay focused on the policies about the NSA and the program that was created and the way that's invading Americans' lives.
What this program that we've been talking about this week, this is one of the few things that seems to have united Washington, D.C. by and large. Folks on both sides, House Speaker John Boehner said that he thought Snowden was a traitor. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, as I'm sure you know, said that she thinks that Snowden should be prosecuted. Ed O'Keefe, why is it? Why does it seem that congressional leaders are basically supporting the surveillance program by and large?
Because they have been led to believe by the NSA, by the Obama administration, by the Bush administration previously, that these programs have helped defeat or thwart terrorist attacks that may have occurred. They see it as a necessary thing. Certainly, I think mostly, certain Democrats, certain Republicans in Congress,
Ron Wyden being notable exception. There have been some notable exceptions, obviously.
Right. But among leaders who get regular briefings from the NSA and who have some sense of how this program works, I think Matt's right that, they may not know everything, but they are kept in the loop, that they've been led to believe that this program actually works and is being properly monitored, not only by the executive branch, but by Congress and by these federal judges. I think part of the reason there was confusion in the beginning and there was some anger about this is because lawmakers who don't sit on the intelligence committees or lawmakers who aren't in leadership weren't fully briefed, fully aware of the scope of this project, and in many cases had the opportunities to come forward and learn a little more about it. Dianne Feinstein was very clear from the beginning that senators at least had been given an opportunity to come and learn more about it in classified settings,
right. And
they didn't necessarily. And then this week when they had an all senators briefing, only 47 of them showed up.
Yeah, they went.
The rest
went
of them
early.
Were on their flights going home to their home state.
All
so
right.
They can only be so upset if they don't want to necessarily sit through and do their homework and learn more about it.
Ed O'Keefe, Matt Welch, Esther Armour, the Brain Trust is going to stand by. They're going to join us again in a few moments to talk a little bit about Father's Day and the changing face of the American family as well. Good to see all of you. We'll be back with you in a few minutes. President Obama's